Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code? 08332. Thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
Tommy Lex Cortez.
I'm sorry, you said what was that name?
Tommy Lex Cortez.
Do you mind spelling that for me, please?
J-A-M as a mouse, I-L-E-X, Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today, ma'am?
825 Church Street in Melbourne, New Jersey, 08332.
Thank you for that. Okay, ma'am. I have gone ahead and located an account with that information today. And that is with the Bites Hub, ma'am.
Well, that's what I'm calling about. I just called to cancel a payment that went through. I'm just curious how long until I get the money back.
Allow me a moment to review the account, see what's going on with that, with the account.
Okay.
Please stand in line.
All right.
I'm sorry, I reviewed the account, and I do see this that this was initially for the Bites Hub. You went ahead and spoke with the agent earlier today. They went ahead and canceled your account out, but I don't see anything about a refund being issued, ma'am. So that charge you were billed for the $59.89, ma'am, that was the monthly service fee for the meal planning app with Bites Hub, ma'am. That was done when you initially entered into a contest for the Dyson vacuum. It stated that you were also going to be signing up for the meal planning app.
Right, but that's what I told her. I wanted to cancel that. I wanted to
it's canceled out, ma'am. There's not going to be more charges going forward, ma'am.
I want my money back, though. I explained to her the situation, and she seemed to understand me.
I don't see anything about a refund being issued, ma'am. All I see, it was canceled out. I can provide you with the cancellation number for you today, ma'am. And as a one-time courtesy, what I can do regarding that charge you were billed, ma'am, is I can go ahead and provide you with a refund of 75% back to your account, ma'am, for you today. That's
so
what
how
I
much
can
is
go
that?
And do. So that'd be a 75% refund, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm saying, so if y'all charge me 59 something, 75%,
allow me
that,
a moment.
How much is that?
Allow me a moment, ma'am, to do the calculation for you. So that'd be a $44.91 refund for you today.
Okay, I'll take it. It's better than nothing.
Right, let me go ahead and get this refund. And just to verify, is there a dispute with your bank for this charge, ma'am?
No, I haven't started anything, though.
Okay, thank you for verifying that. Please stand in line while I get the refund issued. I'll have confirmation
right,
number
you.
For your refund in just a few
All
moments.
Right.
Thanks for your patience. Well, I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Alrighty.
I'm working on that reason, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, I'm working on the refund. I just finished getting closed. I'm just noting the account real quick regarding your refund, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'll have a confirmation number. Just a moment for your refund, ma'am. I'm almost done with the notes. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Okay, I have a confirmation number when you're ready.
All right.
Yes, ma'am, it is going to be 6120443189.
6120443189.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
That back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, okay, ma'am?
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.